More than 10 months after Hurricane Maria hit Puerto Rico, many families who fled to Florida are still without permanent housing. But as WUSF's Roberta Roldan reports, a federal grant is allowing a St. Petersburg nonprofit help evacuees find new homes.
When Hurricane Maria struck Puerto Rico last September, Julio Ildefonso's wooden home in Bayamón was destroyed. He says he and his mother watched as their house blew away.
It was a real drastic thing that happened to us. When everything finished, I just look at my mom and I'm like, what we gotta do now?
Ildefonso is now living with his 65-year-old mother in a one-bedroom motel room near Busch Gardens. With the help of the nonprofit Catholic Charities, he says he hopes to be settling into a new home in the near future.
Hopefully soon we'll get our own house, which y'all can't see me, but I got a big smile on my face because my mom is going to be fine.
Hillsborough County recently put Catholic Charities in charge of a nearly $300,000 federal grant. They're now helping evacuees with a motel room, budgeting counseling, and jobs. Most importantly, Catholic Charities is also providing rental assistance and down payments. Disaster Services Coordinator Melissa Brass says the upfront cost of moving into an apartment or a house has been a big barrier for people displaced by Hurricane Maria, particularly for seniors and one-parent households.
It can cost anywhere from $1,500 to over $5,000 to move into somewhere once you start counting all those utility deposits and everything, so that's a lot to come up with.
Catholic Charities is currently serving 33 families in Hillsborough County, and four have already found permanent homes. Roberta Roldan, WUSF 89.7 News.